assigned to. Dig out the jams, motherfucker! Kick out the jam. Yes, kick out the jam. I have to kick them out. Yes, I'm starting to sweat. And now my shirt's on, but what I'm feeling in the sound that I'm bound to be found to be found. When you get the feeling you got, sign them all, put that mic in my hand, and let me kick out the jam. Yes, ooh. Kick out the jam. The kick out.
The Little Lighthouse. Podcasting from Cleveland.
Broadcasting from Athens and Kragujevac.
The guy next door bought a rocket launcher. 15 to 20. From the ninth grade, turned to dealing. DA wasn't like, but he copped a plea bargain. It was a cold crack real dangerous madness.
Hello everyone, this is The Little Lighthouse at thelittlelighthouse.net, rockaccess.com, prvi na skali, and our sponsor is Blue Arrow Records. Today's playlist is written by the circumstances. It's all going to be music by the people that passed away recently. And so today we don't have a little lighthouse, we have a little mortuary, and we start off with Wayne Kramer. He is the member of the MC5, one of the geniuses of rock and roll. He was born on April 30th, 1948, and passed away on February 2nd this year from pancreatic cancer. We're going to listen to MC5 and Teenage Lust guitar solo, Wayne Kramer.
For my teenage love, yes I do now, baby. For my teenage love, girl, so do you. Moving to the city to improve my chances. Chase them at the bars and grab them at the dances. They hug you, snuggle, kiss you, but they never go all the way. They grin back and tear them when they hear you say, baby, baby, help me. For my teenage love. Yes, I do now, baby. My teenage love won't let me wait much longer. I really need release. It means so much to me. How can a young Midwestern boy live in such misery? Misery,
come on, darling, come on, baby, teenage lust is driving.
That was Jeff Beck's group and Highway. That's in tribute to Bobby Tench, their singer on this record, who passed away on February 19th this year. And he was born on September 21st, 1944. Bobby Tench also was in the band called Gas, but he's best known for his contributions to Jeff Beck group. So here is now their legendary song, Going Down.
Mm-hmm.
was the Moody Blues and My Baby's Gone. That song was written and performed by Danny Lane. He was born on October 29th, 44, and passed away on December 5th, 2023, from lung disease. He's best known for his contributions to the Wings, Paul McCartney's band after Beatles broke up. And here is now Wings song that was written, and the main vocal on this one is Danny Lane. So here is Again and Again and Again, Wings.
How you don't wanna be the little woman. How you don't wanna be the little woman.
That's just how true my love was.
That was the Flat Duo Jets and Wild Trip. Dex Ron Weber was the founder of this band, and he passed away on February 16th this year. He was born on June 18, 1966. He was also with his sister Sarah in Dex Ron Weber Duo, but we're going to hear a couple more songs from Flat Duo Jets. We're going to hear Rock House and Stalking.
Rock it up and have a ball. Rock out, rock out, rock out. I'm going to rock out. You did the crowd. Thank you.
from hell. Oh, you're in that feeling. Oh, I got that feeling right now. It's gonna get under my skin. Yeah, so get some gasoline and go burn down the mall. Turned into a shopping center. Oh, I remember the shopping center openings, man. They used to have those big lights shining up. And now where do the old folks go? Where do the young kids go? What's America? What's America turning into? Mondo condo shopping mall. Hell, I think burn down the mall. It's kind of getting on my nerves. Another thing that's getting on my nerves is this national 21 drinking age. Oh, what do you think about that? A bunch of malarkey. Whatever malarkey is, man, it's a whole bunch of it. You know, if Reagan finally gets the war he's looking for, you think he's going to be drafting 21-year-olds? No, man, they're going to be drafting 18 and 19-year-olds. But you can't buy a beer. Can't buy a beer. You can get married and screw yourself up real good. You can't buy a beer. You can charge $8 million on the master charge. You can't buy a beer. You can vote for one fool or another. But you can't buy a beer, because this is America. America that's run by the lowest common denominator. The money. How many units did you move, Mojo? How many things of apple juice did they sell, huh? Come on, suckers. Come on, feel it. Feel it. Yeah. I said burn down the mall. Evil ox peckers. You say, we want to censor rock and roll. We want to decide what you read, what you watch, what you listen to. Oh, Mr. Falwell. Oh, Miss Tipper Gore. Wait till I got you on the floor. We're going to tie you up inside of a shopping mall. And then we're going to have a war on drugs. A war on drugs. You ought to have a war on war, suckers. We ought to have a war on this kind of senseless American shopping mall, condominium, new car, hell. Burn down the malls.
That was Mojo Nixon and Skid Roper, Burn Down the Malls. Mojo Nixon was born on August 2nd, 1957, and died this year on February 7th from cardiac arrest. And we're going to hear a couple of more songs by him, Amsterdam Dog Shoot Blues and Girlfriend in a Coma.
Say, man, what is that funky smell? And that big brown thing coming out of that dog's tail.
Smells worse than the U.S. Senate. Guy in front of me, he just stepped in it.
Well, it's dog shit here, dog shit there. God dang dog shit everywhere. Got the Amsterdam dog shit blues.
walking up the street with her doo-doo logs. Got the Amsterdam dog shit blues. Man, oh man, you better check your shoes. Well, you don't want to smoke it, don't want to roll it. Why don't you get your doggy some little doggy toilets? Got the Amsterdam dog shit blues. Man, oh man, it's the pee. Amsterdam is a dog shit capital of the world. Gonna grab them mutts, throw them in the canal, so I won't have to smell their stinky bowel movements, that is. What am I gonna do? I got the lowdown dirty, stinky rotten poo-poo caca, big giant turdola. This Saint Bernard about the size of a pony man let this giant turd out on the street. It was so big, you know how big it was? It had little turds orbiting around it. Well, I got the Amsterdam dog shit blues. You dirty dog. Roar, roar, roar.
Girlfriend's in a coma. I know it's serious.
Girlfriend in a coma. you're pretty sure, Doc, she's not going to come out of it. Okay, thanks.
Was the Del Lords and True Love. Scott Kempner was in this band. He was the leader of this band, wrote nearly all of the songs that they performed, and he was born in the Bronx on February 6th, 1954, and passed away on November 29th last year. He died in his nursing home. He suffered from dementia. We did not forget him. He was the founder of the Dictators, best known for his contributions to the Del Lords, and he was also in Brando's. We're going to hear a couple of more songs by Del Lords, all written by Scott Kempner. Mercenary is the next one.
Crazy up, very can't handle.
That was Cheyenne by the Del Lords, and our final obituary here at the Little Mortuary today is for Melanie, who was born as Melanie Ann Sofka on February 3rd, 1947, and passed away on January 23rd this year. And she was a legendary singer-songwriter, and we're going to hear two more songs from her. Baby, Not for a Lifetime, and Don't Wait by The Water. I picked out some of the lesser-known songs by her. And that was it for The Little Lighthouse today. Check us out again in 7 days. Bye-bye.
Oh, fare thee well, my pretty. By the water, by the water, hon, don't know. Oh, don't you wait, no, don't. Oh, by the water, no, don't you wait, no, don't, by.